Honorable members, members of the media, interested stakeholders, thank you for your attendance at this meeting. By way of opening, I want to say that the question facing the public and perhaps some of you is where is the amendment of Section 25 of the Constitution and where is it going? As the chairperson of this ad hoc committee charged with the responsibility of amending this section, I am like the captain of a ship. I have to ensure that the ship is not rudderless and to remove any obstacles on the path of the ship. After the appointment of this committee, we convened a constitutional dialogue involving all stakeholders to involve the public in the ensuing legislative process as required by the Constitution. At the beginning of the legislative process, not all the proposals of political parties represented in this committee were considered. The committee adopted a compromise bill prepared by Parliamentary Legal Services. This bill did not mandate the committee to address all the subsections of Section 25. The committee was not advised of the deviation from the original mandate of the committee. When the committee called for written submissions, the submitters addressed all subsections of Section 25. The public also complained that the bill was published during the festive period and called for on us to extend the period for written submissions. We acceded to this request to ensure meaningful public participation. Because of the outbreak of COVID-19 pandemic, the committee failed to meet its deadline and its lifespan expired. Therefore, it could not complete its public hearings. Parliament re-established the committee to allow it to complete its public hearings and prepare its report. In their written submissions, some submitters requested for permission to talk to their submissions. They were granted permission to do so without reopening the public hearings. The administration prepared a report which was adopted unanimously by this committee as a living source document. The Parliamentary Legal Services
recording in progress.
The Parliamentary Legal Services prepared and presented a bill which was discussed extensively by the committee. One of the questions which was raised was whether we were mandated to address all the subsections of Section 25 or limit ourselves to the sections addressed by the compromise bill. The majority of the committee members recognized that the original mandate given by the National Assembly did not limit us to two clauses only. Besides, they realized and acknowledged that our parliamentary democracy is both representative and participatory democracy. The Constitution provided for participatory democracy because public representatives do not command the monopoly of wisdom. In fact, where the court found that Parliament failed to ensure meaningful public participation, it struck down the legislation. In pursuit of this constitutional imperative of public participation, the committee agreed to consider all the subsections made during the public hearings. These submissions compelled us to address Section 25 as a whole to accommodate the submissions of the public. This decision was also in line with our original mandate. During the legislative process, all political parties represented in this committee were allowed to hold bilaterals and to touch base with their principals and advisors to ensure that they have properly mandated positions. The parties agreed that none of the parties has the two-third majority in the house, and that the parties should give and take in order to reach consensus for the passage of the bill. Thus, the parties were given a further opportunity to reconsider their positions and come back with revised submissions. At the end, there were still some disagreements on certain key issues, such as state custodianship, expropriation of land with nil compensation, and the June 1913 cutoff date, for instance. The committee decided to discuss Section 25 clause by clause and to put all the matters to a vote. The deliberations led to the adoption of a revised bill by the majority. After consultation with the leadership of Parliament, I came to the conclusion that I must not publish the amended bill without formally tabling it before this committee for notice, not for discussion. I want to place it on record that the publication of this bill does not start the entire process afresh or open to sections covered by the original bill for discussion. The new process is a supplementary process to ensure that we close any loopholes that might have arisen in the process, and to ensure that we differ on substantive, not procedural, issues. Last but not least, committees of Parliament are entitled to seek legal opinions from parliamentary legal services and or outside experts, and to commission research reports by impartial state institutions such as Human Sciences Research Council, HSRC, and research institutions at universities. We did not exhaust all these options. There are some areas where the committee could benefit from outside legal opinions and research reports. The management committee, in consultation with the leadership of Parliament, will reserve the right to seek outside legal opinion and or to commission a research report to address conceptual issues which divide the parties unnecessarily. In conclusion, I requested Parliament to allow us to publish the revised bill for public comment over this coming weekend. I shall now request Committee Secretary Advocate Bonani Ramano to give us a report on the publication of the bill and the timeframes for the conclusion of our work. The purpose of this meeting is not to reopen any discussion of the bill before you, but to agree on the timeframes to ensure that we complete our work before the 31st August 2021. Advocate Romano, over to you. Advocate Romano.
Okay, morning, Chair and members. I'm struggling to log in using my laptop. I'm using a phone, and I will not be able to share my screen and show. Oh, okay. I think maybe looks like it's not working. Chair, just give me a second.
Okay, okay.
Chairperson, can you hear me?
No, I can hear you. I guess all members can also hear you.
Yeah. Proceed. I don't know if you can see my screen.
Yeah, I can. I hope all members can.
Okay. Let me start by saying that initially the intention was that the bill was supposed to be passed published last week, but then we didn't, as you explained. And then what is going to happen? Or then the proposal was that if the committee agrees, the period for comments should start as from today. Our communication services will issue a statement. We will prepare the advert that we have will be sent out to various stakeholders, and the process commences. And the proposal was that from now until the 13th of June, of August, then that advert should be out for the proposals should be out for comments. And then from the 17th and the 18th, then we'll propose that we present a summary of the submissions received. Then there's a question mark on whether the committee is going to hear oral presentations. That is something that the committee will have to discuss and take a decision on. Those 2 days we are proposing that, those are the 2 days proposed for summary of submissions and hearings with identified stakeholders should the committee decide to do so. And then the 19th and the 20th, then legal services can respond to any issues that would have arisen. And then we propose that from the 24th to the 27th, we meet daily to deliberate on the bill. And then the 30th will be when the committee should meet and adopt its report on the bill. This draft, the way we drafted it is that we assumed that the committee will not be going back to the House to ask for an extension, for an extension of the mandate. The impression that I got was that the committee is saying that it won't be going to the House to ask for any extension, and then we're just proceeding as the process. Like you indicated that we're not starting the process afresh, we're just continuing. These are further submissions, and therefore some of the issues that we had raised in previous meetings, then therefore will not have to apply. So I think that is the draft that we have in mind.
That's in line with my understanding of where we are and where we're going. And I also want to agree with you that after receiving the summary of submissions, the committee will then decide whether or not they want any submitter to speak to any of the submissions. But the process going forward will be managed by the management committee in consultation with the leadership of parliament, and depending on as well on the submissions, the management committee will reserve the right to request legal opinion or research. So if we go that route, there's no reason why we should not complete our work in time. I see the hand of Honorable Dr. Melder. Dr. Melder?
Yes, thank you, Chairperson. My first question would be, who would constitute the management committee? I would like to know. And secondly, could I have the guarantee that the members of the committee will all be furnished with all the submissions, that we will not only receive some report with some summary of whatever was received. Will the members receive the submissions as well? Thank you.
Okay. And then I see Honorable Lesuma.
Good morning, colleagues, and thank you very much, Honorable Chair. I don't have a question. I wanted to move for the adoption and acceptance of the bill as you presented. That's all I wanted to do, because we have to formalize it, and I think we must deal with that one first. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Honorable Rochester.
Chairperson, thank you very much, and good morning to all colleagues on the platform. I think after an ably explanation and input in your opening remarks, it makes sense for me also to rise in support of Honorable Lesuma in supporting the bill, that the bill be open for presentation on the public gallery.
Thank you very much. I see another hand, it says recording. Honorable Gumede, I haven't heard your voice for long. I hope you still
work. No, sir. It's good morning to everyone. I think it's because all other things you were saying were, as a committee, were online. Chair, in support of what Honorable Lesuma is saying, may we consider as a combination the bill to be published as well as the program that has been outlined by Advocate Ramano. That's all I wanted to say, Chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Honorable Gumede. There's another hand. It just says recording. I don't know who that is. Honorable Lotus.
Good morning, Chair, and good morning to all the colleagues. Chair, this proposal has now been made and seconded. Are you going to ask parties whether they support or not?
Yes, but I just first wanted to hear people whose hands are up. So I'm going to do that. Dr. Melder?
Yes, it's a new hand, a very new one. Chairperson,
okay.
I'm a bit confused. When I listened to you originally, you were talking about the process. You didn't talk about the bill. And when you spoke about the process, you said after consultation with the leadership of Parliament, your instruction or your understanding was that we should note the bill, that we note the bill for today. Noting the bill is something different than the proposal by the Honorable Lesuma now. So I'm a little bit confused in terms of the process. And if you want to put the bill formally, then we have to deal with that. And I would suggest that we then deal separately with a time frame and that it can't be dealt with in combination jointly.
Okay. And then I see another recording, another hand. Who is that? No, that disappeared. No, honorable members, the first question by honorable Dr. Melder is who constitute the management committee. The management committee is convened by me, and it includes the secretariat and parliamentary staff. And then the submissions, Honorable Dr. Mulder suggests that the submissions that come in should be made available to all political parties. We have done that in the past after a lengthy debate, and I don't think that there should be a problem with that, because we don't want to do anything behind anybody's back. And I think what Honorable Lesuma raised supported by Honorable Murasetla, really that motion with respect is not necessary. Because as I said, we are tabling the bill not for discussion, not for approval. Because on last Friday, we discussed Section 25 clause by clause, and there was a majority decision that we published this bill. So we are not requesting any new proposal to approve the bill. I will just, as the chair, request all members to take note of the bill, and we then instruct the administration to publish it from today. Honorable Lesuma? Honorable Lesuma?
Yes, Honorable Chair, thank you very much. Now I get it loud and clear formally. I'm taking note of it. Thank you very much, Chair.
Yes, and Honorable Gumede suggested that we also publish the time frames. I think he's perfectly right, so that the public must be aware of what we are doing, by when we want to complete the work, so that they also don't waste any time in responding. Honorable Lesuma, have you raised your hand again?
It's a delayed hand, my apology, Chair.
Okay, no, that's fine. Leaders get delayed. There's nothing wrong with that. Yes, Dr. Milda?
No, it's not Dr. Milda, Chair, it's me. Okay. Yeah, no, I just wanted, I heard something about publishing time frames. I just wanted to indicate that if Mr. Gumed is talking about the program that I outlined, we don't usually publish such in newspapers. What we can do is that once our meetings are up, once this program is approved, it's adopted and approved by the House Chairperson, we would reflect the meeting in the Z list. That is what we do. And maybe just one issue that we need clarity on as the admin, in terms of when we are publishing the bill, we want to know, are we publishing the whole bill or only the new amendments? Thank you, Chair.
I think Honorable Gumede will agree that the process is that we go back to the House Chairperson and we will be get further guidance from there. Now the question whether we publish the whole bill or what. The question is that last Friday, we discussed Section 25 clause by clause, and the majority decided on a revised bill. So my understanding is that we published everything that was agreed to by the committee, but I see some hands, Honorable Dr. Melda and Honorable Lusum.
Thank you, Chairperson. I would agree with Advocate Romano. We normally don't publish in an ad or something the time frames. I understood that there was going to be a press statement or a press release about the following process, and I think the press release should indicate the dates to inform the public. With regard to the publication, what we adopted last Friday is what we received in writing on Wednesday this week. That is the bill as adopted basically last Friday by the committee, and that is what should be published as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you, Honorable Dr. Melda, for your input. anyone who has a different view from Dr. Mulder, there doesn't seem to be any disagreement, and that means that we have come to the end of our meeting, and we are in agreement as to where we are going. And I want to express the hope that all political parties are fully aware of the great significance of this process, and that South Africa will rise or fall because of how we handle and conclude this process. And I also want to say that we, all political parties, will agree that this is not a matter between or a matter amongst us as a public representative. This is a matter of national interest. All the people of South Africa, both black and white, have an interest in the resolution of the land question that has been with us during colonial times and during the apartheid times. And the current COVID-19 pandemic has negatively affected our economy. The economy has shrunk, and unemployment, especially among women and the youth, has risen to unprecedented proportions. And the resolution, in my view, of the land question will actually open the economy to the majority of South Africans. And it is the only way in which we can realize or implement the economic recovery recovery and development plan, which was adopted by Parliament. And with those words, I want to wish all of you well, and all your constituencies, to make sure that we conclude this work. I see one hand, Dr. Honorable Lotrich, do you want to say something?
Yes, thank you, Chair. We agree with most of what you said now. It is very important, and I think it is in the light of it being so extremely important that we do this in the right way. We take note of the bill as to be published, and we also endorse the fact that the public should comment. We also just want to again put on record that although this is going out to be published for comment by the public, we have to note that what is being published is outside of the mandate that was given by the National Assembly, and that we are still of the opinion that we first should have gone back to the National Assembly, as we are now asking public comment on a matter that is outside of that mandate. But be it as it may, we are of that opinion, and we therefore take note of the bill. Not that we support it, but we take note of the bill to be published.
Thank you, Honorable Dr. Lotrich. And as I always say, none of us or no one party here can be a judge in their own cause. So the question that you raised about the mandate is the matter that will leave to Parliament when we report. They will tell us if we exceeded our mandate or not, and they will then come with their remedial action on that. But it is not for us now to be judges in our own cause. Honorable Shilambo.
No, thanks, Chair. We also, as the EFF, want to record that whilst we believe that the process was transparent and fair and consistent with what Parliament has mandated, we do not think that the draft bill is going to permit for expropriation of land without compensation. We think it's a sellout bill. We were just revolving around the same question that the ANC is failing our people, and they will, and the ANC would leave our people with no option but to engage in extrajudicial processes of land reform here in South Africa. So whatever is happening in South Africa now would look like a picnic when the people now have to take land for themselves, because politicians are failing to fulfill a historical mission through the constitutional means. So that is our recorded fundamental and primary categorical objection to the bill in the manner in which it appears currently. Thank you.
Honorable Shibambo, thank you for letting us know that the process was transparent, was legitimate. But I want to disagree with you that we have reached a stage where we should reject the bill and cast aspersions on any party in this meeting, because today we have just agreed on the process to go back to the public, and we are going to get inputs. And after those inputs, we will produce a bill which I have no doubt that will take this process forward and deliver a product that is in the best interest of all the people of South Africa, both black and white. So it is premature to judge and suggest that people should take the law into their hands because parliamentarians are failing. Parliamentarians have not yet failed. Parliamentarians are hard at work. They've agreed on a program, and I have no doubt that that program will be followed and will produce the desired results. Honorable Dr. Mulder.
Yes, thank you, Chairperson. One person's failure may be another person's success. It's all relative as we speak. The fact of the matter is, and I don't think it's in order for members of parliament who swore allegiance to the constitution to threaten with extrajudicial processes and basically to try to get the country into anarchy. But we no surprises there. We know where it comes from. Chairperson, no. We obviously would also object to the bill and note our objection to this. And we also believe it's outside the mandate and also outside the process, but be that as it may, it should be then published as we agreed. And I think we should give the public the opportunity to respond. And then it will be up to Parliament to take the necessary decision. However, I would like to end with by saying this, Chairperson. If a statement is going to be issued by the committee and on behalf of the committee, I would appeal that that statement be a factual statement based on the facts and the process, and not on the interpretation of a part or a section of the committee. Thank you, Chairperson.
Okay. Thank you, Honorable Murasata and Honorable Suma.
Chairperson, I'm thank you very much for the opportunity, but the current input and where we are is actually making me get lost in the house. Let me tell you why. Number one, we have agreed and we have adopted the bill as it is. And we also said, we want to thank you, Chairperson, for your patience by not quickly publicizing the bill after having been adopted last week. And you waited for today for this formal adoption. Now that we have formally adopted this bill, I think it's premature, as you are putting it, for people to say their stance on the bill is this and that, because the bill is not as yet a finality. And but this is the bill as seen and adopted by the committee. And we are not parliament. But for parties now to raise their voices and insinuate as if based on this bill, they can rise up and revolt and do whatsoever. I think it's premature of us as parties in this portfolio committee meeting. Let's agree that we have finally arrived at the adoption of the bill. That's the first point. And it is always true, also true, Chairperson, that it wouldn't just be a unanimous agreement. Other people would continue to see the bill differently. But I don't think the input by parties where we are to start saying we are not going to be part of the, when they are part of the committee, I don't think it's assisting. But all said and done, I'm just going to plead, Chairperson, that you were summarizing it well. And unfortunately, there were still those who raised their hands that we have arrived at the point where we say, let the bill go out for publication. That is the end, the be all and the end all. Can we park it right there? The other things will come after the public shall have made additional comments, and the parties shall also make those their own additional comments by that time, but not now. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Well, thank you, Honorable Member Murasaka. And the last word goes to Honorable Lusuma.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair and colleagues. I didn't want to comment, but for record purposes, just I can see that everybody wants to do that, is to say the bill has been tabled. The bill that has been tabled as the ANC was very much logically clear that the House didn't mandate us to select the sub-clauses. It mandated us to look at and amend Section 25 as a whole, and exactly what the bill reflects. The other issues, as the ANC, even our amendments as well, we are a responsible government. We are leading in government, and hence we are taking into account the material conditions that South Africa finds itself. You can't compare South Africa with other countries. We've got a unique one, but also we believe and strongly affirm that we believe in a multi-tenor ownership, which is public, state, and private, as it were. But I think, Chair, you summarized very well, but I wanted to register our ANC in terms of what informs the ANC. We are going to lead this process very responsible. We are not going to be reckless. Thank you very much. Guided by your good self. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Lusuma. Honorable members, may I remind us that all members of Parliament have taken the oath to uphold the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa, Act 108 of 1996, and also to uphold the rule of law. And therefore, any member of Parliament, no member of Parliament can, may, or should threaten Parliament with anarchy because that will be contrary to the oath taken for any member who threatens Parliament or the country with anarchy or using extra parliamentary activities to undermine the Constitution and the rule of law. I want to agree with the Honorable Murata that we have received the bill, we have noted the bill. It is the bill which was adopted by the majority last Friday, and then we are going ahead to publish, and it is, as he also correctly said, it is premature to say people are rejecting the bill, because this bill is still going out for public comments, and it will come back to us to debate. It's only when we debate after public submissions that people can decide whether they reject or accept it. But now it's premature to say people adopt something that is out there for consultation. I also want to agree with Honorable Lusuma that we were mandated to look at Section 25 as a whole, and we have done so. And we now have a revised bill that is going out to our people. Honorable Lesuma, is that an old or new hand? Honorable Lesuma?
It's a delayed hand.
Okay, delayed hand. Honorable members, thank you very much for your attendance and your guidance. And now we all know where we are going from here, and our people will know where we are taking them to. And Honorable Dr. Melga, I want to assure you that we have a very professional media department and led by Mrs. Raja, and she has always issued statements that were beyond reproach. And I also make sure that I don't interfere with her statements. She submits them to me for approval, but that is just a formality. I don't redraft anything to put my own ideas, because I am not a journalist. She's much more qualified than me in that area, and she always captures the discussions in an impartial manner. So I can assure you that as she did before, we'll continue to with that practice. So you shouldn't have any fears. The statement will go out from Parliamentary Media Services. Honorable members, thank you very much, and have a nice weekend. Look after yourselves and be safe, so that you can witness the conclusion of this process and be proud of what you will have produced in the best interest of the people of South Africa. I thank you. The meeting is adjourned.